على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear brothers and sisters, every single day, over 15 times a day, we remember the day of judgment. Whether it's knowingly or whether it's unknowingly, we're thinking and in fact reciting passages from the Quran talking about the day of judgment itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, He says, Maliki yawmiddin, owner of the day of recompense. And the day of judgment itself is the be-all and end-all of everything else that comes before it. Meaning this earth, our lives, the things that we do, the wealth that we have, the families that we love, the jobs that we have, the possessions that we own, the places that we go, the things that we see, everything that we do, everything that we see, everything that we experience, this earth in and of itself, creation in and of itself, all of this is just a precursor to the day of judgment. Meaning every single thing before the day of judgment is simply something which is leading to that day in and of itself. Every single thing that we see around us, these days that we have, the time that we spend doing whatever it is that we do. And this is why, brothers and sisters, every single day, over 15 times a day, in every single salah when we recite, we say Maliki Yawmiddin, owner of the day of judgment. We're basically recognizing that ultimately, this dunya, this life that we have, the things that we own, the experiences that we go through in this dunya, the memories that we have, even our dreams, all of these things are things which are created. And they're all a precursor to the day of judgment itself. On that day, everything is going to cease to exist. Everything is going to be destroyed by Allah Azza wa Jal. This earth won't be as it is today. And when Allah talks about the day of judgment in this surah, in this specific ayah, the reciters of Quran, they recite it in two different ways. They say Maliki Yawmiddin and also Maliki Yawmiddin, owner of the day of judgment, and also Maliki Yawmiddin, the king of the day of judgment. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will roll up the heavens and the earth in one hand. And he'll say, أَنَا الْمَلِكْ أَيْنَ مُلُوكُ الْأَرْضِ. He'll say, I am the king, where are the kings of this world? Where are the kings of this earth? And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where they are. And Allah is only saying this just to show how insignificant they are, how insignificant their kingship and their dominion was, and how insignificant they are in the sight of Allah and compared to the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This day, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Din, as Allah calls it in Surah Al-Fatiha, it's known as Yawm al-Din, the day of recompense, because the word deen itself comes from the same word as the word which means debt, dain, the day of recompense. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owes each and every single one of us something. Allah owes us something on that day. And either that's going to be something good, either it's going to be Jannah, paradise itself, or it's going to be hellfire. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to guarantee one or the other on the day of judgment for His creation, from mankind and from the jinn. Just before the day of judgment will take place, brothers and sisters, people will be going about their business. No one will know when the day of judgment is going to take place. This is something from Ilmul Ghaib. We don't know when the day of judgment itself is going to happen, when it's going to take place. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this in the Quran. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. He said that they ask you, the companions and other people, they ask you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about this day, about the hour, about the day of judgment. And In Surah Al-Nazi'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They ask you about the hour, about the day of judgment. When is it going to take place? When is its designated time? فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. Even you yourself are from those who is thinking about when this day is going to be. And this is why when the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of a man asking him certain questions, specific questions, he said, Mata sa'a, when is the hour going to take place? And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Mal mas'ulu anhu a'lamu min as-sa'il. That the one who is being asked doesn't know as much as the one who is being thrown this question, the one who is asked this question itself. So we can tell, brothers and sisters, from this that the Day of Judgment is something no one knows about. And there's hikmah and there's wisdom in this. Because a person will try as hard as he can for as long as he lives to make sure he does as many good deeds as he can to add them on a scale of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Before this day takes place, people will be going about their business. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that before the trumpet is blown, a man will be feeding his mule, his donkey, his riding beast. Meaning things will be like normal. No one is expecting anything. Just like we wake up in the morning and have food. Just like we go out to work every single day. We don't think about the Day of Judgment actually taking place. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except for those who really have true taqwa. So a person will be feeding his riding beast. And then the trumpet will be blown. And while he's turning his head, everything will cease to exist. And the angel itself who will blow the trumpet, even that angel itself will cease to exist. Everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cease to exist. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angel to be created again. And then that angel again will blow the trumpet for a second time. And every single person will raise up a second time from the earth. The earth itself will be created, a new plane, a new earth. And from there, the people will come out. Narrations mention that the people will come out of the earth just like plants and, you know, greenery comes out of the ground. When rainwater hits the earth, over time, plants come out of the ground. Likewise, human beings will be coming out of the ground in a similar fashion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the length of this day. And He talks about how long this day is going to be. مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the length of this day, the Day of Judgment itself, is going to be 50,000 years of this dunya. That's how long that day is going to be, just that one day. And what's interesting about this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the day is going to be khamsina alfa sana, 50,000 years. And then He says, fasbir sabran jamila. So have patience, have beautiful patience. Now what's the link? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have patience after mentioning that the akhirah is going to be 50,000 years? Because brothers and sisters, as we all know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through so many trials and tribulations and difficulties when he was calling people to Islam. He was going through difficulties being a Muslim, living on this earth, calling people to Islam, being given this message from Allah and being obligated to spread it to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the difficulty that he was going through, reminds him that everything that you're going to experience is in fact nothing compared to what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Everything that happens in this dunya is in fact temporary. It's not even permanent. A person, he'll have some joy for a short period of time. We'll have some moments of happiness. Moments where we can't stop laughing. And then we'll have moments where we can't stop crying and we're gloomy and we're sad and we're depressed. But over and over again, these emotions, these experiences, these feelings, they come and they go. Nothing lasts forever. And likewise, brothers and sisters, these trials and tribulations which we're experiencing today, and also those trials that we go through which cause these feelings of sadness, all those times of happiness which make us feel happy and joyful with those around us and from the experience which we've experienced, all of these things are things which are temporary. So the trials we go through on a day-to-day basis, sometimes it feels like we ask ourselves, when is this going to be over? When am I going to get through this problem that I'm suffering from? When am I going to find a job, for example? When am I going to get over this illness that I've had for so long? When am I going to get married? Everyone has their own issue. Everyone has their own problem. But it's not something which is going to last forever. Yet the Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters, is something which is going to last longer than any one of our problems which we may experience in this dunya. 50,000 years. And when we think about it this way, brothers and sisters, we have to put things into perspective and start prioritizing. Do we invest in a life which is maybe 75 years, if Allah blesses us with that much life? Or do we invest in a day which is the day of all days, the end of days, the day of judgment, 50,000 years worth of time all in one single day? And when we look at it from this perspective, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that a person should be investing for the akhirah. Because the time he's going to spend doing other things in this dunya, it's all going to be temporary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَذُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. He says, whatever is with you, whatever you do in this dunya, it's going to go away, it's going to dissolve, it's not going to last forever. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. And whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's going to last forever. Meaning when we do acts of worship, when we do good deeds, those deeds, brothers and sisters, are going to last forever if they're done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will add them to the scales of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. And there will be a means for us to be able to enter into paradise and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the hellfire. When we raised up from the ground and the Day of Judgment begins, the slave will wake up from this long sleep that he's had. And so he will be asked, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ? How long were you sleeping for? And so he'll say, يَوْمْ أَوْ يَوْمْ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمْ. A day or maybe part of a day. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. So ask those who know. Let's ask someone who knows what's going on. Why are we awake? Let's ask someone who knows. Let's ask someone who was awake. Maybe when someone, for example, is asleep for a long time, he doesn't know what's happening, he doesn't know what time it is. And so he wakes up, he asks someone, how long have I been asleep for? What's happened? Where am I? What's going on? You know, you're dazed, you're confused when you wake up. On the Day of Judgment, a person will ask, فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. Ask the one who knows. Because again, he doesn't know what's happening. SubhanAllah, the one who was a disbeliever, the last thing he's expecting is to be resurrected. The last thing he expects to take place is for him to be back how he was, bone and skin and flesh. And just like when we're sleeping, we don't know how long we've been asleep for. A person can sleep for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, and it may seem like longer. A person can sleep for 8, 9, 10 hours, 12 hours, and it may feel like he only slept for 3 or 4 hours. In fact, when a person does sleep, he closes his eyes, and then really it feels like a few seconds that he opens his eyes again and he's awake. And likewise, on the Day of Judgment, the same thing will happen. Death will come to us when we least expect it. Death will come to us before you know it, will be raised up again on the Day of Judgment without even realizing what's going on, what's happened. لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. I slept for maybe a day or a part of a day. What's going on? فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. Ask those who know. What's happening? Where am I? And every single creation, from the ins and from the jinn, will be raised up. And if you just think, it's even hard to fathom the number of people who are going to be raised up at a single time, and the size of the planes where people will be raised up on the Day of Judgment. and the immense and huge number of people. And this is why, brothers and sisters, when we do certain acts of worship, they're supposed to be a reminder of the Day of Judgment itself. That's the whole point of certain acts of worship. It's supposed to remind us of the Akhirah. For example, when a person prays, he recites Surah Fatiha, as I mentioned, and we have the reminder of the Day of Judgment in this surah. When a person, for example, he attends the Jum'ah prayer, or he attends the Eid prayer, from the Sunnah is to recite Surah Al-A'la and Surah Al-Ghashiyah. And also the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Jum'ah would recite other surahs. But what's interesting is in Surah Al-Ghashiyah and also in Surah Al-A'la, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Day of Judgment itself. So when we go for the day of Friday, for the Friday prayer, the Jum'ah prayer, and we hear the Imam reciting Surah Al-Ghashiyah, there are things in Surah Al-Ghashiyah which are talking and discussing the Day of Judgment. وَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ. On that day, a person's face will be frightened, humiliated. And generally, when we talk about humility, it's something which is good. But on the faces of the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment is something which is humiliating in a negative way. It's not something good. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. The disbelievers, they'll wake up and they'll be raised up and they'll be tired and exhausted. These ayat in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, brothers and sisters, be reciting on the day of Jum'ah. A day where, on a week-to-week basis, there's no larger group of Muslims gathering together more than on this day, on the day of Jum'ah, for the Jum'ah prayer. So it's almost like as if the day of Jum'ah, a person should be thinking about the day of judgment and the huge number of people which will be standing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just recently prayed the Eid prayer. And we saw the huge amount of people there. 80, 90,000 people. And again, the same surahs are recited. And you look at the huge amount of people. Maybe some of us had difficulty and trouble finding our family members. Maybe some of us couldn't find people who are, you know, who we wanted to meet. We wanted to meet them, hug them, congratulate them, give salam to them, make dua for them, and be searching around looking for certain people. These types of occasions, brothers and sisters, they should be reminders for us that the Day of Judgment is something which doesn't even come close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about the Hajj in the Quran, He starts off by talking about the Day of Judgment. And He talks about how on that day, the woman will drop her load if she's pregnant, if she's expecting. Why does Allah talk about the Day of Judgment at the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj? Because when a person goes for Hajj and he sees everybody there on the day of Arafah, supplicating to Allah, making dua, all in the same clothes, some weeping for Allah to forgive them, then it's something which is close to what might happen on the Day of Judgment. It doesn't come close, but it's at least something that gives us some idea of what's going to happen. So when the believers and the disbelievers, all of creation, mankind and jinn, are raised on that day, they'll be in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. Allah in Surah Ghashiyah, He describes the state of the disbelievers. He said they'll be tired and they'll be exhausted. Even though they've been asleep, even though they've been dead for how many years, Allahu A'lam. But even then, they'll wake up and they'll be tired and they'll be exhausted. Why is this the case? Because all the effort that they made, everything that they did in this dunya, all the work that they did, all the wealth that they amassed, the families that they had, the money that they spent, the things that they owned, the clothes that they wore, all of those things that they have is of no benefit to them. All the effort that they made in this dunya, in this world, is basically useless, it's pointless. They've been working for something which doesn't exist. It's all an illusion. And so on the day of judgment, they'll wake up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them tired and exhausted. Nasiba, عاملة, from عمل. When a person does work, as a result of work, as a result of labor, he's tired, he's exhausted. Because he hasn't benefited. There's no benefit for that individual. تصلى نار حامية. He will be thrown into a burning fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the believer. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة. On that day, the faces of the believers will be radiant, happy, full of joy, laughing. لسعيها راضية. They'll be happy because of the efforts that they made, content because of the efforts that they made in this dunya, for that day, in preparation for the day of judgment. في جنة عالية. As opposed to the disbelievers being in hellfire, the believers will be in جنّة عالية, in high gardens of paradise. On that day, brothers and sisters, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam reported, the people will be close together. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, unlike in this dunya, when we're in a huge crowd and we're with family and we lose our family, we're looking around for them. Where are they? Where's my mother? Where's my father? You know, where's my brother or sister? Where are my kids? Where's my wife? I can't find them. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's the opposite. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, man will flee from his friend. You know, in times of desperation, when we're in trouble and we're in a huge crowd, if we're ever caught in some kind of problem where there's large crowds involved, we'll find people we recognize. That's the nature of a human being. He'll go towards people he knows. They look familiar. Maybe they know something. Maybe they know what's happening. But on the day of judgment, every single person will be saying, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. He won't be thinking about other people. He won't even be thinking about his own brother, his own Muslim brother who he was so close with. He would die for his Muslim brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And he'll flee from his mother and from his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And he'll flee from his spouse and also from his children. Meaning, even his spouse and his children, who he would give his life for in this dunya, on the day of judgment, they're not worth anything. It's not even worth being with you anymore. Not even my children. Not even my children who may have just been born. The woman who's pregnant, the mother, she'll drop her load on that day. She won't be thinking about anything except herself. Our children, our family, nobody's going to matter anymore. SubhanAllah. One can only begin to imagine that day itself, the severity of that day. You know, we see around the world times and situations and events where there's natural disasters, or there's people suffering. There's Muslims who are being bombarded and being killed. And people call it hell on earth. And we can only begin to imagine their state, and we ask Allah to ease their affairs and ease their situation, ease them from their suffering. But we can only begin to imagine their situation and what they're going through. And sometimes, you know, we see videos of children, one which is going around recently, where children are just dazed. They don't know what's going on. They're sitting around, looking around. Maybe they're bleeding. They don't know what's happening. They're in a state of shock. You see other videos, for example, of people just wandering around. They don't know what to do, where to go, who to speak to. Some are screaming. Some are looking for somebody else. And subhanAllah, one can only think this is something similar to what may happen on the day of judgment, only multiplied by infinity. Something which we can't even begin to imagine how it's going to feel. Nothing like what we see. Even though what we see is something horrific. The people will be raised up. They won't be interested in anybody else. They won't want to know about anybody else. They'll all be thinking about their own selves. What they're going to do. How they're going to get away from things. How they're going to get away with it. And depending on the sins a person committed, his sweat will reach wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, depending on how many sins he committed in this dunya. So some people, their sweat will reach their ankles or their knees, others their hips. Those who did more sins and committed more sins and were obsessed and distracted by this dunya, the sweat will reach their chins to the extent that it will almost be falling into their mouth. And this is why the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he talked about those individuals who won't be given this trial on the Day of Judgment. And he said, those people who are mu'adhins, those who call the adhan, make the call to prayer every single day, those people on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them long necks. And some of the scholars, they say the reason for this is because when everybody else is sweating and the sweat is trying to reach into their mouths because of the sins they committed, the one who used to call the people to prayer, as a result of him, people used to come to the salah. His neck will be increased, made long, so that he doesn't have to worry about sweat falling into his mouth because of this good deed he did on a continual basis. Other scholars, they say it's a sign of honor and respect. When we see someone tall, we tend to have this kind of admiration for them. You know, short people want to be like tall people. There's some kind of respect and admiration to someone who's tall as opposed to someone who's short. That's the fact of the matter, isn't it, unfortunately? So we see people who are tall and people respect them, they admire them. We look at Umar radiallahu anhu, for example. They say from a distance, it looked like as if he was riding a camel. That's how tall he was. And when you would come closer, you would realize he wasn't riding anything. But he was naturally tall. So there's this degree of awe that we have when someone's taller. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give some people this length. He'll make them tall as a sign of respect. On that day, brothers and sisters, every single thing that we did in this dunya, every single thing we said, every single thing we did with our limbs, every single place we walked, every message that we wrote on our mobile phones, every tweet, every Facebook post, every Snapchat, every Instagram, every single thing that we did, it's going to be recorded. It's already been recorded, but it's going to be shown to us on the Day of Judgment. Nothing is going to be left out. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Day of Judgment in many places in the Quran. And that's why the scholars, they say, the Quran talks about three things primarily. The oneness of Allah, stories of those righteous and evil people of the past, and the third thing, the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Day of Judgment in Juz'i Amma. And Juz'i Amma primarily was revealed in Mecca. And it was a warning to those who disbelieved the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. From those surahs is Surah Zalzala. And at the end of Surah Zalzala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever does an atom's weight of good, or an atom's weight of bad, an atom's weight of evil, meaning the tiniest amount of evil, something which maybe we don't even think about at all. You know, something which we don't even consider to be something bad. You know, somebody gives us extra change at the shop and we keep it, we don't give it back. It's only a penny, what's the big deal? We see an insect on the floor and we just end up walking on the insect, stepping on it, killing it. It's fine, it's minor, what's the big deal? It's this tiny insect, no big deal, nothing's going to happen. The companions, they would say that the true believer is the one who, when he commits a sin, even if it's the smallest sin, he feels like it's a mountain about to fall on his back. And the munafiq, or the sinner, he sees a sin, even if it's a huge sin, as just a fly in front of him that he just wants to swat away, you know, move it out of the way. It's something minor, it's no big deal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍّ يَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about when a person does an atom's weight of good. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. This individual, when he does something small, even if he thinks it's something minor, he tells someone to keep the change. Don't worry about it. He helps someone lift the bags when he's about to, you know, step onto the bus. Any other type of small deed. On that day, on the Day of Judgment, he's going to see those deeds that he did. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil, a bad deed, he's going to see that as well. These small minor sins that we do, we're going to see them on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present our books. Everything's been recorded in these books. Kiraman katibin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, noble scribes, the angels who record and write down every single thing that we do, every single thing that we say. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know what we do. They know what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, even when nobody else is watching. These records, these books, they'll be given to us on the Day of Judgment. And we'll read this book and we'll be amazed. We'll be thinking to ourselves, what's wrong with this book? How is this possible? You know, when something happens in this dunya, time goes by, and we may have said something a week ago, a few days ago, and we don't even remember what we said. And somebody, a few days later, a week later, reminds us. You know, sometimes our kids remind us of what we said a week ago, and they remember, and we don't remember. Kids are sharp like that. You know, they remember certain things. They say, I remember you said this. And we say, I didn't even know you were listening. How did you even know I said that? Where were you when I said that? And we're surprised. We don't even remember certain things we said a day ago, 3 days ago. And that's why the scholars, they said that if you were to be ordered to write down every single thing that you said today, from the morning until the evening, from the time you woke up till the time you go to sleep, most of the things that you said are things which are of no benefit. You could have done it without them. You could have saved your, you know, you could have saved your energy, saved some oxygen and benefited by saying something else or doing something good in substitute of what you said. Sometimes we say things and we do things which are of no benefit. And sometimes we commit sins and we think they're minor, we think they're small things. But these things are all written in these books. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the time when we see our books on the Day of Judgment. The slave, he'll look at his book and he'll say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's with this book? What's wrong with this book? There's something not right with this book. I've never seen a book like this. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It hasn't left out anything small or big except that it's recorded, except that it's mentioned in this book. And this is the state of this book, brothers and sisters. Nothing is missed out. You know, nothing is left out of this book. And there will be some people who will be given their books in their right hand. And there will be some people who are given their books in their left hand. And some ayat in the Quran mention that some people, they'll put their hands behind their back and the book will be given to them behind their back in their hands. وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. They'll keep their hands behind them because they don't want the book. Because they know the sins they committed, subhanAllah. We ask Allah to protect us from being from those people. They won't want their book, so they'll put their hands behind their back. Yet they'll still get their book, وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ, behind their back. There's no escaping that day. No escaping your record on that day. You can't escape from what you did. You'll be held to account. Maybe in this dunya, people got away with doing certain things. Maybe murderers or people who committed crimes and got away with it, stealing from people, stealing wealth from those unjustly, those who committed murders, those who raped, those people who got away with it in this dunya, no one will escape on that day. Everyone will be given their just due. Everyone will be given their account. Everyone will be given their record. And the ones who are given their books in their right hand, they'll announce it at the top of their lungs. They'll scream it out. And they'll say, "Ha umuqra'u kitabiya." Here, this is my book, read my book. You know, when someone has an exam, and he passes the exam with flying colors, A stars all the way. Okay, he doesn't keep quiet. He doesn't keep it to himself and walk home quietly, doesn't tell anybody. He makes sure everyone knows. He tells everybody. There's no need to be embarrassed about what he's got. Likewise, brothers and sisters, on the Day of Judgment, the one who passed, the one who enters Jannah itself, he'll shout out, "Ha umuqra'u kitabiya." إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. I hoped that I would be given a good reward. I had a feeling I would get something good. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَ. and he'll be in a happy condition. He'll be living happily. Happy ever after, as they say. في جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ in high gardens of paradise. And the one who's given his book on his left or behind his back, he'll regret even receiving this book. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَةٍ If only I wasn't given this book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَةٍ And I didn't know what I got. I didn't know what my result was. I didn't know what my final abode was going to be. If only I wasn't even told. If only this day didn't even take place. But it's too late. And so he'll be entered into hellfire. Brothers and sisters, this is just a glimpse of what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Nothing can really prepare us for that day except for one thing, and that's good deeds. Performing good actions, doing good deeds, as much as we can. So while an individual is on this earth, brothers and sisters, we need to remember the Day of Judgment is inevitable. It's going to take place. And every single person is going to be held to account for their actions. And, you know, the moment we start to question whether it's worth doing certain good deeds, reciting Quran, praying, giving charity, doing other forms of good deeds, and sometimes we may ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Is it worth it? What's the point of me doing these things? Maybe I can get away without doing these things. Maybe I can get away with just doing certain obligatory acts of worship. I'm fine, I'll be okay. We need to remember, brothers and sisters, this effort that we put in now will result in us not being tired and exhausted on the Day of Judgment. So this effort that we're making in this dunya, it's effort which is temporary. It's not permanent. It's not forever. And it's a blessing from Allah, it's a mercy from Allah that we don't actually have to try that hard. It's not that difficult. Yet shaitan tries to make it more difficult for us, tries to make us lazy, and tries to encourage us to, you know, do less good deeds or do no good deeds at all. So everything we're doing in this dunya of good deeds, brothers and sisters, is something which is temporary. And we're investing and we're doing things for the akhirah, which is permanent. Paradise, which is something which isn't ever going to go away. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They'll be in there forever. Nobody will ever, once a person enters paradise, you're never going to leave. You know, we enter these gardens of these parks in this dunya, we have to leave eventually, even though we don't wish to leave. We want to stay sometimes whenever we travel somewhere nice. But we know we have to come back to reality. Paradise, brothers and sisters, we're never ever going to leave. It's going to be permanent. But a person needs to work for it. So the efforts that we make, the things we do in this dunya isn't going to be in vain. It's not going to be something that's not going to benefit us. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all of our actions, and we ask Allah that He does accept all of our good deeds, and that we do deeds for His sake only, if we do these deeds, and if Allah accepts these actions, and if they weigh heavy on the scale, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit us into His paradise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes my deeds and all of your deeds accepted, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of these deeds, admits us into the highest parts of paradise. Jazakum Allah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta.